From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama's new war strategy for Afghanistan is being criticized by Republicans and Democrats, while administration officials are defending the plan. Defense Secretary Robert Gates argued before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday that a stable Afghanistan and Pakistan is vital to American interests.
Failure in Afghanistan would mean a Taliban takeover of much, if not most, of the country, and likely a renewed civil war. Taliban-ruled areas could, in short order, become once again sanctuary for al-Qaeda, as well as a staging area for resurgent militant groups on the offensive in Pakistan.
Committee Chairman Carl Levin of Michigan questioned the wisdom of sending more troops when the Afghan force remains weak and small. NATO's chief says he expects allies to come up with at least 5,000 additional troops to answer President Obama's call for more support there. Some countries have already announced increases, while others have found a new reason to wait. Terry Schultz has this report from Brussels.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown preceded Mr. Obama's appeal with an offer of 500 more soldiers. The UK is the second largest force in Afghanistan after the US. Poland says it will add 600, and Italy has promised an unspecified increase. But the third and fourth largest contributors, Germany and France, have both said they're not prepared to boost their commitments before an international conference on Afghanistan January 28th. Still, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen is confident the total will top 5,000 and says that's in everyone's interest.
This is not just America's war. What is happening in Afghanistan poses a clear and present danger to the citizens in all our countries.
The new U.S. plan will dominate the agenda at a NATO foreign ministers meeting here tomorrow and Friday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Google is offering a way for news publishers to attract paying subscribers to their sites. The company has announced what it calls a limited click-free program. NPR's Laura Seidel has the story.
Sites like the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times require readers to pay for access to their material. But technical loopholes have made it possible for people to search for and access large amounts of content from those sites for free. The new Google model will let users see up to 5 articles on those sites a day for free. After that, a notice will come up asking the reader for a subscription fee. The new policy comes at a time when news organizations are increasing their criticism of Google. News Corp chief and Wall Street Journal publisher Rupert Murdoch has accused Google of stealing his content, and word has leaked out that he's considering taking all his content off Google and only allowing access through Microsoft's search engine Bing. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 18 points. The Nasdaq gained 9. This is NPR News. A suspect in the Fort Hood shootings has been charged with another 32 counts in the case. Major Nidal Hassan was already charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder. He is now charged with attempted murder of those injured in the attack. Hassan remains in intensive care at a military hospital in San Antonio, where he's being treated for gunshot wounds that left him paralyzed. The Army is seeking a mental evaluation to determine whether Hassan is competent to stand trial. Officials and environmental groups in Michigan are threatening legal action against the federal government over invasive Asian carp found in local rivers. They want the government to close navigational locks in Chicago to keep the fish out of Lake Michigan. NPR's David Shaper has this report from Chicago.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm says Asian carp threaten an ecological disaster if the invasive species of fish gets into the Great Lakes. The huge and voracious Asian carp have already taken over portions of the Illinois and Mississippi rivers, crowding out native species, and they could wipe out a $7 billion a year fishery in the Great Lakes. With Asian carp DNA recently detected in shipping canals just 8 miles from Lake Michigan, Granholm and the environmental groups say they may sue to force the Army Corps of Engineers to close 3 locks between the waterways and Lake Michigan. Colonel Vincent Quarles, commander of the Corps Chicago District, says such action is under consideration.
All options are on the table in keeping Asian carp from migrating to the Great Lakes.
But Quarles says the Corps first needs to study the impact of closing the locks. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.